Well, he's a legend around these parts. Bulldog Hockey has his name emblazoned upon it, and for good reason. Two-time NCAA Division I Men's Hockey National Coach of the Year. Head Coach Bob Daniels joins us. Coach Daniels, thank you so much for stopping by.
Ryan, it's good to be on.
It's good to have you. And we just talked to Perk Weisenberger, who's been your athletic director for 4 years. It's a role you're familiar with and something that you had to kind of manage as you were the head hockey coach. What were the challenges of that? And when you decided to give that part of it up, what were the reasons behind that?
I'm not sure. I'd never had that role. It's been a great 4 years working with Perk, and prior to that his predecessor, Tom Krenovic. I've enjoyed the experience, and you can see, you know, beyond hockey and the success we've had the last 10 years or so, but beyond that, you see where our football, that kind of year they had, where our men's basketball team is, and what you're seeing is a really good time period of athletics and what's happening here at Ferris. I think it's a bit of a microcosm of what's happening here at the university as well. You know, the new building we're sitting in here right now, just the energy that's on the campus and the direction that's going. Our administration's done a tremendous job. Our academic professors and those engaged, just what's going on at this university right now is incredible. And I just think the success the athletic programs have are based off of what they've set in motion.
My mistake, it's a little early here. I thought he was just running the joint from the very beginning. But let's go back to your when it originated for you here as head hockey coach, and now we're talking over, you know, a 20-year period, and the success that you established and the foundation of that. What would you attribute that to, and how have you been able to develop maybe your coaching style over the years and adjust to where hockey is going?
Well, certainly things have changed over the years. I've been head coach now here for my 23rd season. A lot of the success we had, though, it goes to a lot of different people. Obviously, the coaches that we've had that have worked with, Drew Famelak's been with me for over 20 years. He's our recruiting coordinator. Mark Kaufman, who's been with us twice early in my career, we're here, and then now again for a second kick at it. He's spent some time in the National Hockey League, so we've got a very qualified staff, and a lot of the success we've had is due to that, along with Dave Sensor, our strength coach, who was with the Chicago Blackhawks when they won their first Stanley Cup. So we've got a staff that's pretty well seasoned, that's been around, spent time in the National Hockey League, and I think the cohesion of the staff is what's led to our success. And then beyond that, though, it is, you know, when I started here as an assistant, so that goes beyond that. We're looking at talking 26 years ago, over a quarter century, and where this university has come in that time period, and the changes that have occurred here has really opened the doors for us in recruiting. And as we go, as the university goes, so goes the athletic program and the hockey program as well.
Speaking with Ferris State head hockey coach Bob Daniels, I've never been to a game at Ferris State, and I know you guys have a ton of support. The Dog Pound is sold out every night, and you've been around for 26 years. Describe the environment for somebody that hasn't been to a Ferris State hockey game and how it differs there in Big Rapids from some of the other barns across the country.
Well, collegiate hockey is a very passionate sport from a fan perspective, and then you take that and you bring it here, and it's that plus a lot more. The arena, if you've never been here, it's a tight confines. It's like if you go to watch, if you're a baseball fan and you're at Fenway Park, Wrigley, they're older buildings, but they're unique and they're quirky, and that's our building. It's a game night. It's an experience like, you know, you'd only find maybe at Cameron Indoor Stadium if you're a college basketball fan. And it's unique in that the fans are right on top of the ice. And nowadays with the new buildings, the fans are somewhat removed. It's more like going to a theater, if you will, where this is old school. The fans are right up on top of the players. It's almost as if they're part of the action. Mm-hmm. And from the, you know, it's just our student section, which is, you know, 500 plus, that sells out prior to the start of the season. So before we even drop the puck, it's back in August when all those seats are sold out. And it brings us a level of intimidation to our arena. And I do think as difficult as it is for the opposition to play at our rink, it's an experience that the visiting players enjoy too, because there's nothing more fun than playing in front of a really loud and vibrant crowd. And it's electric on game night here.
Bob Daniels joining us, head hockey coach here at Ferris State University. We're broadcasting live here on the campus in Big Rapids. A couple of names that pop out to me. Coaches, you know I do the home games for the Toledo Walleye, ECHL affiliate of the Red Wings, and Kyle Bonus, Scott Zarnausen, who is now in Grand Rapids, and Kyle's gotten a call-up to Grand Rapids already this season, a big part of what you've established over the last several years. Touch on those two and what they contributed to your hockey program.
Well, sure, if I could even go backwards. We have our fingerprints all over the Toledo Walleye organization as well as the Griffins, in that the coach, too, at Toledo used to coach here. Derek Lalonde, mm-hmm. coached with me for a number of years. And then the coach at Grand Rapids played golf for us and coached with us here, Jeff Blashill. Mm-hmm. So we've got those guys along with Zarnausen and Bonus. And then Pat Nagel just got signed by the Griffins as well.
Right.
And he was a goaltender for us. So we've got a number of players that graduated from Ferris State, played here, that have moved on to help the Griffins and the Walleye. Chad Billings, their captain, the year they won the Calder Cup, had played here for us as well. So we've got quite a few players, not only in American League and in Toledo, but as well as the National Hockey League with Chris Kunitz and Zach Redmond right now. But Kyle Bonus and Scott Zarnausen, it seems to me Scott's been gone longer than he has. He was our captain last year when we made a run deep in the NCAA tournament. And he really was a great leader. I mean, he's a great hockey player, and obviously he's playing in the American League, but he was a tremendous leader. And Kyle Bonus was just a pure goal scorer. And I'm sure you've seen that when you call the games. Yeah, absolutely. He can score. He loves to score goals, and he's passionate about it. And so it's not surprising to me to see them both do well. One of the things that I've appreciated about those two players is how they treat their profession. And it's one thing to say, yeah, I want to be a pro, but they live it every day. It's great. They come back in the summer. They work out with our guys, and it's a good experience for our players to look to see exactly how they approach being a professional hockey player and the dedication that goes into it.
Go back to the coaches, though, and you hear Jeff Blashill with the Cup championship for the Griffins, and now Derek Lalonde with Toledo. I've been marveling at this guy. 25-5-3-2. The Walleye are having a dominant season, unprecedented in their history. And I'm telling you, he could run for mayor in Toledo right now and win. What do you kind of credit his success to? What did you see in him that told you, you know what, this guy's going to be a good head coach?
Well, in both of them, both Jeff and Derek, had a lot of the similar attributes. I really didn't know Derek Lalonde very well. I met him at the coaches' convention a couple times. And then one assistant, Drew Famulak, had seen him on the road recruiting. And what we look for when we hire assistants, we're looking for someone that's aggressive, that's passionate about the sport. When they're in the rink watching a game, they're there from the first period right to the end of the game, and they do their job. But we're looking for someone very aggressive and outgoing that has a good grasp of hockey. We hired Derek when Jeff left the program to move on, and Derek had struck me as a very similar personality, and I ended up meeting with Derek, interviewed him, and he just, to me, again, both of them, the traits they have, they're well-spoken, and they're highly aggressive, and I think that's important. They're not wallflowers, and if you know Derek, you know Derek's not a wallflower, and he's very comical, actually, but he's serious. He works in his craft, and it's... It pretty much 24/7 type job for all of us.
We're speaking with two-time NCAA National Coach of the Year, head coach at Ferris State Hockey, Bob Daniels. Spending most of my life living in the Detroit area, I grew up with the CCHA. Just great memories, so much history with the CCHA. And then, of course, the Big Ten schools decided they wanted to do their own thing. And you guys, along with some other schools, jump over to the WCHA. And I was extremely extremely disappointed when this first happened, but now that it has happened and it's played, it's kind of opened my eyes and exposed me to some hockey that I might not have ordinarily paid attention to. Some new schools you guys are playing, Alabama, Huntsville, and Bemidji State, Minnesota State. Talk a little bit about the transition of switching leagues after so long and maybe developing some new rivalries, and is there any difference in the style of play that you've noticed?
Well, I'm similar to you. I grew up in the Detroit area as well, and I grew up collegiate hockey-wise in the CCHA. And, you know, it's no different than a lot of people. I wondered how this transition was going to work out. Dave Eisler, our president at the university, when this all started to come about, took a very active role in making sure that we found the right conference for our school. And I believe we have in the WCHA. And at first you wondered how this was all going to work out. But one of the common themes in all the teams in our conference, whether it's Minnesota State, Michigan Tech, Northern, ourselves, we're all located in areas that aren't, you know, metropolitan communities. They're smaller communities. And hockey's very important fabric, or very important to the fabric of those communities. And so each of the places we go, hockey's a big deal. And I think this has worked out better than what anybody had anticipated. If you look right now, we have three teams from our league in the top 10. Mm-hmm. We have a possibility of getting four teams in the NCAA tournament. At this point, you could argue that we have the number one conference in all of college hockey. If you looked at the Big Ten, they're probably looking at one team out of that conference getting in the NCAA tournament when we're looking at a possibility of four. And so you can see this is great hockey. It's important. It's important to the universities and the community that make up the WCHA. The conference itself is the longest running collegiate conference in college hockey and has the most national titles in it. So we're extremely proud to be a member of the WCHA. It's also, I think, opened the door for some other opportunities. This year we were able to play in the GLI for our first time. That's mm-hmm. the Great Lakes Invitational. And we've never been able to get into that prior to this because Michigan, Michigan State, and ourselves were all in the same conference. And it's not much of a tournament when you just have all conference members in it. So with the realignment within college hockey, this has opened some different doors. And, you know, I found the hockey to be extremely similar between the old CCHA and what we're in now, the WCHA. It's a 10-team conference where you've got, you know, a lot of really powerful hockey programs reside.
It's a rich tradition and history, and of course, reaching their apex just 3 years ago in 2012, making it all the way to the national championship game at the Frozen Four. And he's the godfather of hockey here at Ferris State University. Head coach Bob Daniels, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Gentlemen, thanks for having me on. Appreciate it a lot.